This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the phone line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And we were just talking about, you know, the upcoming changes that are going to happen here on Free Talk Live. Presumably, Ian is going to get out of jail, and he's going to want to return to the show, and I wish him well on that. I'm sure he's going to enjoy it. It's his show, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say, but he's Ian. He's smart. He knows what not to say. But, you know, it raises a question of what am I going to be doing, all of that stuff. Plus, it's all so very complicated, and I just can't stress the point that it would be so much easier if, like, me and him could just sit down and say, okay, this is what we have to work with. This is the last time we're going to be able to communicate directly, so this is what we each need to go do, and then we'll be able to carry on this show that, you know, provides freedom of speech to 200 radio stations across the United States, and to all of the listeners who are allowed to call in and talk about, express whatever opinion they happen to have. So, I don't know. That's just something that's going to have to be done, and I don't know how that can be done, but it's critically important for the continuance of Free Talk Live, which I'm required to continue because it is my employer, and Ian's required to continue because it's also his employer, and he's the owner of it. So
maybe they could assign you guys like a go-between person. Like you could say, hey, the sky is green, and the person could say, hey, Ian, Aria says the sky is green.
That would be fine, and I would be totally fine with that person, you know, being the supervisory officers themselves. I'm not trying to keep law enforcement out of any of this. I just want to be able to communicate about the show.
Could you ask your attorney that if that could happen, or would that be something that...
I'm going to bring it up when I'm meeting with him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't even think it's optional at this point. Mm. I mean, I won't be able to come here to the studio to do my show, right? So I'm going to have to do it from my place. But remote hosting has always been forbidden here on Free Talk Live. But that was because Ian was using the ability to host Free Talk Live, presumably, at least this is according to Mark, as a way of making sure that Mark didn't permanently leave New Hampshire because Mark wants to be on Free Talk Live. And if Mark can remote host the show, then Mark has no reason to ever return to New Hampshire.
I didn't know that he wanted to leave. Well, maybe.
Mark is a resident of the Marianas Islands.
Yeah, I knew that.
So he doesn't seem to particularly, he hates it here, especially during the colder months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what has he been here for, like 3 total weeks out of this entire year?
Yep, sounds
and
about right.
Maybe 4 total weeks out of last year.
It's so nice outside right now. I can't imagine wanting to be in Florida where it's humid and disgusting. Outside just smells like flowers, and it feels like amazing right now.
It does feel really good outside. It was a bit hot directly under the sun at like 2 p.m., but... Mm-hmm. That's going to be the case wherever you are in the summer.
Yeah.
But it's manageable here, you know. I didn't even turn my air conditioners on today. I did turn them on Tuesday, but that was because I was an idiot and left my heat on. I forgot I left my heat on until like 4 in the afternoon when I was like, oh my God, it's sweltering here. Why is it so hot? Well, it was because my house was already heated from my heater. And then the sun came along and said, hey, you're not hot enough. Let's fix that.
The Moose Mart is so hard to heat, but the other day we like took out the filters and vacuumed them, and now it's so much better in there.
You mean it's hard to cool?
Hard to cool.
Yeah, that's also because there's no shade right there. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, I live right beside the Mighty Moose Mart, and there's, especially from about 10 in the morning until 6 in the afternoon, there's just no shade anywhere.
Yeah. It's always so hot in there.
Which direction does the sun come up, in front or behind?
Neither.
Comes from the left.
To the upper right, I guess.
Okay. I was thinking the windows in front of Mighty Moose Mart. I didn't know if the sun would come and like come up that direction and shine in during the day.
Well, I think it's a tin building, is it not? That's certainly not helping. Of course, my house has no insulation. Don't get me started on that, though. We talked about that a bit before
the
show.
Yes, we did.
The fact that the insulation and the siding have been sitting there in my yard for 2 months, and I'm going to have to pay, I have to pay your son to come out there and clean it up so that someone can come out there and cut my grass, infuriates me.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But hey, it's all good. It'll get done. It doesn't infuriate me. It frustrates me. Because all of the materials are already there.
And it just has to be put up.
It's completely just the raid's fault. It's just everything is, like, on the back burner.
What? Those same people didn't mind priming and painting the house directly across the street from here. So not everything is on the back burner.
Yeah.
Just stuff that was prepaid is on the back burner.
Well, I found out a long time ago that you never prepay for anything. And if you do, don't have any expectations.
Well, I don't know to what extent the labor was prepaid for, but I know all the materials are there. So I'm assuming the labor's probably already paid for as well. But that's not a big concern to me. It just frustrates me that now I have to pay someone to come out there and clean up the mess that they made so that I can get my grass cut because it's spring now and my grass is now like a foot and a half tall because
I pointed that out to Michael yesterday. I was like, oh, the grass is long. Mikey has not been over there.
No, he's he's having trouble getting a ride out there.
Okay.
But yeah, I pinged him about it yesterday. I was like, hey man, please.
Well, the Jeep that he usually took, Michael tried to close the hatch with the tractor because he didn't want to get off of it or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And so he.
That sounds like Michael.
Yeah. And so now it won't close. It won't even latch. And it's like, he said it was a one solid frame and like the whole thing bent up. And he was like, we're just going to junk it. I was like, okay, well.
Wait, the lawnmower?
No, we have a Jeep Cherokee, like a box style, and Mikey usually threw stuff in the back of it and took care of his jobs. And since Michael tried to close it with the forks on the tractor a couple of days ago,
it's like an episode of Mythbusters where they were trying to like thread needles and stuff with a excavator.
Yeah, that didn't work. And he also put his trailer got stuck, and so he put a hole in the tailgate of the truck. And bent up the bumper, and he. Do you know who Whistling Diesel is?
I do not.
It's a YouTube channel, and he tears up vehicles. He's like, I whistle dieseled my truck. I was like, all right.
So all of this is a result of an incident that occurred on March the 16th, 2 months and three days ago, as it were. That means Ian has been in jail for a little over 2 months without a conviction. It's worth pointing out. So my attorney, who is a really, really good attorney, brought this to my attention. It's from the union leader. Now, I think I did specifically request permission for the union leader, but they're a paywall site. And I wasn't aware of that when I requested specific permission for them.
What is a paywall site?
It means you're allowed to read like 3 articles a month and then you have to pay them for more. And I'm like, dude, I read maybe 3 articles of yours a month, but you know. I happen to be behind a paywall at this given time, and this story came out that's all about the raid and what happened and the legal intricacies of it. So I had totally forgotten about it until somebody brought it to my attention just now on Facebook, and it's a story I want to talk about here on the air because it's from the media. I'm not talking about the case. I'm just reading a story from the media.
Wow, I hadn't heard about like a big media place sharing anything about it.
I got to tell you, man, my attorney is damned good. Mm. He is on the ball.
Nice.
Coming to us from the union leader, state and federal governments have issued conflicting advice about the need to register ATMs, vending machines, I would say, that facilitate the exchange of cash and cryptocurrency, according to records filed in a money laundering case against Free Keen activist Ian Freeman. In 2017, the New Hampshire Banking Department informed at least one merchant that his Bitcoin kiosk does not require a state license. State banking officials say they issue many similar no-action letters each year. But the U.S. Treasury Department sees it another way. In 2018, its law enforcement arm informed Shire CryptoCoin, I've never even heard of Shire CryptoCoin, that exchanges involving cryptocurrency were money transmitting operations that needed to be properly registered. The conflicting advice surfaced last week in U.S. District Court. The defense lawyer representing Freeman entered the two documents into the court record shortly before debating with prosecutors whether Ian, or it says Freeman, interesting, I saw Freeman and just said Ian, should be released on bail before trial. There's problems with the case, that's all I've got to say, said Mark Sissy, Freeman's defense lawyer, in a brief interview. This is not a slam dunk case, it's a unique situation that needs to be addressed. Sisti has said that Freeman is eager to bring his case to trial. We're going to talk more about this because the Union Leader article gets into some pretty good territory. 603-283-6160 is the call line. You can change the subject, or you can talk about this story or anything else, or the cryptocurrency, or the Crypto Six. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie, and Bonnie.
It's 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can talk about whatever you want. But I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregate site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com is where you need to be. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedomswithanxphoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. It's so bizarre to me that I can read that and promote the site, but I can't legally go to freedomsphoenix.com.
Hmm.
I've never gone there anyway. I know the guy who does it. I mean, it's Ernie Hancock and presumably some friends of his, so I trust the site.
Right.
I just have no need to check it out. But it's bizarre to me that I can do that, but it's...
Can't go there.
And the reason for all of this is what we're discussing now, Bitcoin kiosks and what appears to be a dispute between federal and state governments about what, just what. At such a trial, Freeman, now, Sisti has said that Freeman, Ian, it says Freeman, but I'm probably going to continue calling him Ian because this is Ian's show. I think everybody knows who Ian is, but if I do say Freeman, it's because that's what's in the article. I've never called him, hey, Freeman, at any point in my life. Sisti has said that Ian is eager to bring his case to trial. At such a trial, Ian may likely testify that he believed he wasn't doing anything wrong and point to conflicting advice from state and federal authorities. Sisti also filed a 2017 letter from lawyers for the Ian-led Shire Free Church. They say the church is not required to be registered as a money transmitter under either state or federal law. And then they put the actual copy of the letter here. I assume that's from the Pacer or something like that. Later this week, federal judge Joseph LaPlante is expected to decide on parameters for the pretrial release of Ian. And that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'm looking forward to it. The biggest issue appears to be cash bail. Prosecutors have called for $200,000. Sisti is asking for $100,000. Ian and five other Keene residents, well, that's a bit of failure to specify. There's two other Keene residents. That's myself and nobody. And then there's Renee and Andy, who are, I think they live in Derry, and Colleen, who lives in Alstead. Anyway, Ian and five other Keene residents, New Hampshire residents, face federal charges of wire fraud and money laundering. That's also not true. None of those charges have anything. I'm not being charged with any of that. Indictments allege they used donations to Keene area churches that the five controlled. And now there's five people, not six. It's all very confusing. And the indictment itself, when I saw it, I was as confused about it as this guy appears to be, because it includes me, but then it's got all of these other names, and they're tied to specific charges. So when the first time I spoke to my attorney, I was like, it seems to me that only two of these charges actually apply to me. And he was like, no, you're all being charged with all 21. I was like, oh, okay, well, that sucks. What are you going to do, though? But he got back to me a few hours later. I was still in jail at the time. He was like, you were actually correct. The only people being charged with those 19 charges in between are the people whose names are specifically in that graph that's in the indictment. And I'm not in there. So it's all very confusing.
And I can't
comment on it beyond that.
Can you tell me what you're being charged with? Are you allowed to tell me?
Yes. According to the federal indictment, I'm being charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. The others are being charged with wire fraud and conspiracy to operate a money transmitting business. And Ian specifically is being charged with money laundering.
Okay.
I think that Ian is the only one that's actually facing all 21 charges. After that, it sort of degrades to, I think, nobody who's facing five or six, Colleen who's facing three or four, Renee who's facing three or four, and myself who's facing two.
And what about Andy, Andrew?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the indictment to see, but I imagine it's probably about the same as Renee. But I don't recall. I remember seeing nobody a lot, and I remember seeing Andy a lot and Renee a lot, so I don't know. It's been probably 2 months since I took a look at the actual indictment. It's not my favorite document in the world.
Oh, I bet not.
Yeah, I haven't even read it at all.
it's probably worth my attention again at some point, but I haven't even looked at the search warrant yet, at the exhibits for it. I'm doing that tomorrow. That's part of the reason that I want to meet with my attorney, is to go over the discovery, which is protected, which means he can't just send me a copy of it. I have to actually go to his office.
Even though it's a list of your things?
I have the list of my things that was taken, the incomplete list of my things that was taken. But I don't have, and I have the search warrant saying, well, hey, the government says we're allowed to search your property, and that's because of C attachment F and attachment G and attachment 1473W. But the attachments that justified the warrant and what they were specified what they were searching for weren't left behind.
You haven't seen them at all?
No. They left their search warrant that said, okay, we're searching you because of reason Y, so see paper B, but they didn't leave paper B. My attorney has paper B. That's evidently in the discovery. That's the prosecutor's evidence, and he's got that pulled up for me, but he can't just email me that to me in PDF form because it's considered protected. All of the discovery is considered protected.
So when they came with their search warrant, did they show it to you? They just busted through, but...
They offered to, but I got to be honest with you, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm not really wearing any clothes. There are people pointing guns at me. Whether they had a warrant or not, it wasn't going to matter.
You're because like, tell me what to do.
Well, not really, because they did tell me what to do, and I told them I wasn't going to do it. Like, more than one occasion.
I love that.
I'm lucky I didn't get shot that day, to be totally honest, because I don't know if you know, but I came down these stairs screaming because I thought it was the contractors who had been doing construction on my...
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, I thought it was the contractors, you know, these guys who were across the street, Lumpy and all of them, who had been out of my house doing construction. I thought they were just making a lot of noise for some reason. So I came screaming down the stairs wearing a blanket and a pair of underwear, screaming expletives about what was going on. And I reached the bottom of my stairs, and it's the FBI pointing guns at me and flashlights at me with their riot shields and stuff, telling me, stop moving or we will open fire. And I was like, oh, okay. So I sort of put my arms in the air, but like I said, my blanket was wrapped around me. If I fully put my arms in the air, it was going to fall, and I was going to be cold and basically naked. Well, they instructed me to put my hands in the air, and I said no. They said, you have to so that we can handcuff you. I said, I'm not doing that. And eventually they had a female officer come up. They kept their guns on me and told me not to move or they would shoot me. And I didn't move, but they had a female officer come up and pull my hands behind my back in a way that the blanket did not fall. So I won that victory, which is strange to me because I'm not a modest person,
right?
But for whatever reason, it was important enough to me at 6 in the morning that I was willing to die to not do it. And I finally figured out why that is, given the fact that I'm not a modest person. And it's because they couldn't make me degrade myself. They could tackle me, they could rip the blanket off me, they could do whatever they wanted, but they could not make me do it to myself. It's been a fascinating story. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can weigh in on it. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions remain high in Israel, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden needs to stand up for Israel in their fight against the Palestinians and Hamas terrorists.
Now is a time when the Biden administration ought to step forward and say we're going to replenish the Iron Dome munitions that are saving thousands of lives.
Cruz and other members of the GOP also saying the president needs to stop talking to Iran, which funds Hamas.
Instead of attacking and belittling and undermining the nation of Israel, President Biden ought to be standing with Israel and replenishing the Iron Dome.
White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says more than 125 million Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Slavitt also saying at least 60% of adults have gotten at least one dose. USA Radio News. The House is passing a measure to establish a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The bipartisan panel will be modeled on the commission that investigated the September 11th, 2001 attacks. While Republican leadership opposed the effort, a number of GOP members voted for it. The bill now heads to the Senate, and Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging members on his side of the aisle to oppose it. After getting vaccinated, Ohioans are flocking to a website.
1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. Starting May 26th and running for 5 weeks, a $1 million prize will be awarded to one Ohioan who has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call line for you to do that. With you in the studio is Aria, Bonnie, and Ejin.
Ejin. My show name, Ejin.
That was a weird combination of Angie and Ian. Obviously, Ian is not here with us tonight. He's obviously on my mind. Usually he's on the show with me, so it's usually Aria, someone, and Ian, or Aria, Ian, and someone, so it's, I don't know, that's still the first time that's happened in like 2 months, so.
Right. I love just, Aria and Ian shows that were just Aria and Ian.
I enjoy those a lot, too, because.
They're so good.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed the shows where it's me, Mark, and Ian, though, because no one trolls. I'm a troll at heart, but no one trolls Mark better than Ian.
Sit back and get popcorn.
Yeah, and so when the three of us are on together, I usually just sit there, wait, throw fuel on the fire whenever the opportunity presents itself. It's so much fun. But anyway, if you're curious about all of the stuff going on, head over to thecrypto6.com. It's a fundraising website. I don't know because I haven't actually been to it because I'm not legally allowed to go to it. And if you want to know why I'm not legally allowed to go to it, go to thecrypto6.com. Because the case in front of us, this case that we're talking about from the union leader, it's big and it's going to affect cryptocurrency for a very long time. It's going to set a lot of very important precedents. And we want them to be set toward liberty and financial freedom. So check out thecrypto6.com. If that's not really your speed, you can check out help.ariadamezzo.com, which it says it's for me, but as the very first statement there points out, it's pretty much for all of the Crypto 6. It's not just me fundraising. It's just that with particular crowds, I have better chance of success with raising money than, you know, nobody would.
Right.
So it's just smart marketing. But, you know, it makes it clear it is a fundraiser for me to pay for my legal fees. But anything that I don't need to pay for my legal fees will go to the legal fees of the other Crypto Six.
It's a GoFundMe, which is easy.
It is. Help.ariadimetso.com will take you directly to it. If you don't know how to spell that, I can't help you. Well, I mean, I guess I could.
I was like, you don't know how to spell your name.
I guess I could, but I mean, at that point, we might as well just tell people to go to the crypto6.com and click on the GoFundMe link.
Right? Perfect, yeah.
Instead of spelling out my name. But anyway, so what we're talking about here is hopefully Ian is going to be released soon. The bail hearing on that, the third or fourth or fifth, I've lost track of how many times they've argued about this. Bail hearing is tomorrow. They appear to be just arguing about how much money the bail is going to be. And for the prosecutors, what I've heard is that it's because the prosecutors want to know, as a general idea, of how much cash fluidity Ian has lying around that he can access to pay this bail. And, I mean, that would make sense. But it's also because, I mean, according to the documents filed yesterday by the FBI, they seized more than 200 bitcoins from Ian's safe. And these were the physical bitcoins. I forget what they're actually called, but more than 200 of them were seized, according to what the FBI released yesterday. So they're thinking $100,000 for someone who just had 200 bitcoins stolen from them is a drop in the bucket. Because 200 bitcoins, as of yesterday, I thought, was about $8 million.
Right.
So $100,000, how much money does he really have? They're thinking, oh, mm-hmm. Maybe it's worth it to him to just take whatever Bitcoin he has hiding and flee the country, but that's not Ian, obviously.
Right.
But they don't know that, or they want to pretend not to know that. You know, as Sissy pointed out, if the government had done their homework, then they would know that this is the kind of guy you would have to swat away from a courtroom to keep him away from it. Those were Sissy's exact words, and yes, that's Ian to a T. But the prosecutors are either pretending like they don't know that, or they just somehow don't actually know that. So, Ian and five other New Hampshire residents face federal charges of wire fraud and money laundering. As I pointed out, that's not entirely true. It's almost entirely false what they just said. But anyway, indictments allege they used donations to Keene area churches that the five controlled to shield $10 million worth of dollar Bitcoin exchanges for scam artists and drug dealers. Now, none of those things are actively being charged against any of us. I think there is a money laundering charge against Ian because evidently, according to what they were talking about during Ian's bail hearing, someone texted Ian wanting to buy some bitcoins from him or something like that. And Ian said, well, look, I can't do that. I can't knowingly have any business to do with you because you're a drug dealer. So I can't do it. And evidently, the FBI agent was like, well, can I use your Bitcoin vending machine then or something like that? And he is like, well, I can't stop you because he's right. I mean, we don't even know who this guy is. How are we going to say, hey, no, you, random stranger, you're not allowed in the store here, so you can't go in there to do that. I don't know anything about what transpired there beyond what was in the bail hearing. But still, he's only got one charge of money laundering against him, and that was from an FBI agent plant.
So that's not even okay. They should not be able to do that and then charge him if there's just one incident and they did it.
I would agree. And the incident, you know, if it is as was described, it makes perfect sense.
Can you describe it?
As it was described, I don't know the incident. I, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't hear anything about it. But as they reported it in the bail hearing, it was an FBI agent saying, hey, I sell drugs or whatever, and I want to buy some Bitcoin from you. From your vending machine, as I understand it. Again, I wasn't there. I don't know anything about it. I'm working off what was said in the hearing. And Ian said, well, I obviously have no power to stop you. And the guy went and did it. And I said, oh, now it's money laundering because evidently, according to them, Ian accepted money from someone who was a known drug dealer. But this would mean that Walmart is a drug dealer, that Coca-Cola mm-hmm. is a drug dealer. I mean, it's a money launderer is the word I'm looking for, not drug dealer.
I've gotten cash back to go get my wrap so I could smoke a joint before, so Walmart is a drug dealer. I mean, a money launderer.
In part, illegal exchanges took place at the virtual currency automated teller machines, vending machines, or kiosk located throughout New Hampshire, according to the indictments. And that's an important distinction to make. And it was the New Hampshire Banking Commission that made that distinction, that pointed out that these are vending machines, not ATMs, because they already have the product within them that they are dispensing. They're not taking it from another source, which is what the ATM does. You put your card in, it distributes cash, yes, but it also subtracts that cash from your bank account. Well, when you buy a bag of chips from a vending machine, it doesn't subtract that bag of chips from, you know, Lay's inventory, because it's already there in the machine.
Right, it's stocked, which makes a lot of sense.
A spokesman for the lead prosecutor in the case, Assistant U.S. Attorney Georgie McDonald, her name is actually Georgiana, but my attorney calls her Georgie, so I know her as Georgie, said the office does not comment on pending cases and referred a reporter to the indictments, which is pretty much what I've been doing as well. And they then included at least the first page of the indictment. The state banking commissioner acknowledged that the state and federal government look at cryptocurrency regulations in different ways. Banking Commissioner Gerald Little said state and federal regulators have different approaches for other financial services as well. One example is check cashing businesses, which the federal state government regulates and the state government doesn't. There are two levels here, said Little, state and federal, who stressed that he was talking in general and not about Ian's case. You can't say, I complied with state law, so I must have complied with federal law. That's not necessarily the case. You should speak to an attorney. According to a heavily redacted no-action letter that the state banking department issued in 2017, a merchant was not required to have his Bitcoin machine licensed or registered with the state as a money transmitter. Which makes sense, because it's not money transmission if you sell someone a bag of chips from a vending machine. The machine in question allowed users to exchange cash for Bitcoins or vice versa. It did not hold dollars or Bitcoin on an account, nor did it transfer the money to someone else. It's no different from a vending machine that sells snacks, says the banking commissioner of New Hampshire.
Oh my God.
You push two buttons and out comes your candy bar, Little said. But he said every situation is different, and someone with a kiosk should contact the banking department to determine if registration or licensure is necessary. And as pointed out previously, a no action letter was in fact sent to Ian Freeman. And that's coming from...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Did you say Angie or ENG? What did you call me last time?
Angie and her.
I don't remember what I said.
I was going to try to say it. It's Angie.
And Bonnie.
And I don't know about you, but I am still looking forward to ForkFest, which is coming up June the 28th through July the 4th. I'm still looking forward to it because I'm operating under the assumption that Ian won't be allowed to go, and he will want to continue the tradition of having Free Talk Live recording people there. I don't know if either of those things are going to be true. And I don't know whether or not Ian would even want that time off. There's so much I don't know with stuff that I'm just honestly not going to be able to directly ask him a question about.
I think it will be great to have Ian locked in the house where he can't go to a protest or to fucking great and not be able to do the show. So I'll hope for him to be able to let you do it.
Anyway, it's June the 28th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's no one in charge. You can just show up. Reserve your camping site, motel room, or RV site with Rogers Campground and just come hang out with liberty-loving people like the Porcupine Freedom Festival started as, just people hanging out and talking about the ideas of liberty. Of course, that's not all we talk about. I mean, last year there was a poker tent, and I mean, you dealt the poker
games. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
There was all kinds of stuff going on. It's a great time. Check it out. Forkfest.party is the unofficial website. It's called ForkFest because it is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's borrowed from cryptocurrency. The first one was actually called
Somalia Fest.
Yes. That was the first time I ever actually came to New Hampshire, in fact, was for Somalia Fest, which was occurring before the Porcupine Freedom Festival then. Will Coley, who I did Call to Freedom with, was like, hey, you want to come up? I was like, sure.
That's I knew that I saw you one time before you actually came here. And it was at Will Coley's thing because he was selling T-shirts.
Yep.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
I was here with Muslims for Liberty, despite not being a Muslim, doing just helping out and checking out the scene of New Hampshire. And
what how did you meet them?
I just happened to write something online one day that caught his attention, and then he invited me to come on his show, and I did, and he just kept inviting me back until he was like, okay, you're a co-host now.
Cool.
And then he moved to New Hampshire. I continued co-hosting, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to move to New Hampshire, too. Why not?
Yeah, good for you.
Well, I guess so. But, you know, some stuff happened recently, and we're talking about the union leader's take on that. Western Union is the most famous money transmitter, allowing someone in New Hampshire to wire money to another person almost anywhere around the world. The New Hampshire Banking Department licenses nearly 2,780 money transmitters in the state, everyone from corporate supermarkets to neighborhood bodegas, according to the agency's website. A kiosk that facilitates cash Bitcoin exchange for the user does not fall into that category, according to state banking officials.
Was that recent, or is that something they've said before? Does it say?
It appears to be that the union leader reached out to the banking commissioner, Gerald Little, for a comment, and his comment was, among others, it's no different from a vending machine that sells snacks. You push two buttons, and out comes your candy bar.
Nice.
So I don't know if they're quoting something they found of his from 2018 or whatever, but that's kind of immaterial anyway. But in 2018, an arm of the U.S. Treasury Department told Shire Cryptocurrency that most virtual currency exchanges meet the definition of money transmitters. Cryptocurrency exchanges must register with the Treasury Department's FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and provide reports to law enforcement to avoid concerns about money laundering and terrorist financing, the letter reads. Only 28 New Hampshire money service businesses have registered with FinCEN, according to its website. Well, isn't that interesting, given that the New Hampshire Banking Department licenses nearly 2,780 money transmitting services here in New Hampshire?
So they're saying that 28 are Bitcoin vending machines? Is that what they're saying?
No, they're saying that 28 of the 2,780 registered money transmitters in the New Hampshire state are actually registered with FinCEN.
Weird.
Roughly 1% of the money transmitting businesses in the state of New Hampshire are actually registered with FinCEN, according to the union leader. Of course, they didn't say that. We're just parsing out what they actually did say. But yes, they put it in bold here. Only 28 New Hampshire money service businesses have registered with FinCEN. And a money transmitting business is a money services business, but a money services business isn't necessarily a money transmitting business. So there are far more money services businesses in New Hampshire than there are money transmitter businesses. So if there's two,
can you give me an example of why it would be different? Like, give me an example of a business that would be a services and then one that would be a transmitter.
A savings deposit company.
Okay.
That, I don't know, you deposited money into it
would
and
be
you accrued interest or whatever, and they paid you back that interest.
Okay.
Would be a money services business.
Gotcha.
Because they're doing a service related to money, presumably. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. That's just how I understand it.
Right.
But a money transmitter is someone who takes money from source A, acts as an intermediary to deliver it to source B.
Okay.
Or source C, rather, because the intermediary, you, would be source B.
I understand. Thank you.
So a money transmitter, someone who does that, is a money services business. And there's 2,780 of those registered with the Banking Commission in New Hampshire. But only 28 of a broader category of businesses that would have to register with FinCEN are registered with FinCEN, according to FinCEN's website.
I wonder if that's a New Hampshire-specific problem.
It seems to be. And most of those are small neighborhood markets in Manchester and Nashua, but one registrant included the Free State Project Incorporated. An email sent to a contact listed for the Free State Project was not returned. I'm not surprised by that at all. Little said New Hampshire last looked at cryptocurrency in 2015 when the legislature decided that cryptocurrency-only transmissions from one person to another did not have to be regulated. He said it would make sense for the legislature to revisit the issue as cryptocurrency becomes more accepted. As more people use cryptocurrency, they want to know that transmissions are safe, he said. 10 years ago, Ten years ago, the emerging industry balked at regulations, saying its product differed from government-issued money and shouldn't be heavily regulated as such. Now that there's more acceptance of cryptocurrency, all of a sudden they're coming to us and saying, we want to be regulated like real money. No, I don't know. I don't know who they is. Maybe Coinbase or Kraken or someone?
Well, the government had to go to Coinbase multiple times to ask them to give away their customers' information before they did. So I really doubt they're going to the government saying, please.
Well, they certainly are.
They are?
Yeah, they formed this entire coalition. I don't remember what they called it, but it's them, Gemini, I think Binance. I don't think Kraken got involved with it, and a few other of the major cryptocurrency exchanges that formed this body of ethics and responsibility that's going to basically draft the regulations that are going to affect that the U.S. government is then going to take and then put into law, saying, okay, well, the cryptocurrency experts, Coinbase, and their little cartel of people have said that these regulations are what is needed, but of course these regulations, the ones that Coinbase and these others are crafting, are just going to prevent people from competing with them.
Yeah, isn't that kind of like a monopoly?
Well, it's exactly that. But, you know, they're calling it a regulatory advisory committee or whatever. But basically, they're going to do the same thing that the Federal Reserve Banks did. You're going to get a bunch of bankers sitting around in a dark room drafting legislation that some congressman is going to show up to with Congress and say, hey, my brother-in-law, who really knows his stuff, said this is good regulation for this industry. And except instead of bankers doing this, it's going to be the Coinbase CEOs and the Kraken CEOs.
Well, thank God you don't need to go through an exchange to have any Bitcoin or use or trade Bitcoin.
You don't. And that's what they want to change. That's why they're targeting local Bitcoins and the Crypto 6 and others. They want to shoehorn everyone into getting their cryptocurrency from one of these few sources that become the gatekeepers of all cryptocurrency.
That's evil.
And I've been talking, it's beyond evil. And Coinbase doesn't mind it. Kraken doesn't, well, I don't know about Kraken. They're a bit more anti-state than the others, but Coinbase certainly doesn't mind it. Gemini doesn't mind it. It's because they know they're going to be the gatekeepers in this new system. And they're going to be the ones saying who can and can't buy cryptocurrency, how much cryptocurrency they can and can't buy. And they're 100% beholden to the state. They're working closely with the state to make all of this happen. They're becoming the new banking system. And that's why the Crypto 6 have to be taken down. And anyone who's like the Crypto 6 have to be taken down. Because we threaten their attempt to control the world in a world that cannot be controlled because there's this new technology that prevents it from being controlled. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.